we come from very hospitable cultures. We come from those same kind of cultures of aloha. And so I think when people come here, often they think they will be welcome because well, that's how we live it. And often when they meet the first set of an unwelcomeness, I think that's when people begin to sort of spiral into this sense of hopelessness. And often that sense of hopelessness creates a cycle of people who give up easily on seeking the dreams that they come here for. Yes, we have to prove ourselves as well that we are productive members of this community, just like any other culture, any other visitor, any other members of this community. After all, this Hawaii is a rainbow of people from different cultures, and we're just part of that. And then on the other side of it, I think what I'd like people to understand too is that when we're not doing well, the larger community doesn't do well. As long as Micronesians feel a sense of discrimination, they're being prevented from experiencing the sense of community that I think everyone needs to feel in order to contribute 100% to it. And I'm not saying just money or anything, but I'm just saying spiritually engaged in building this community called Hawaii.